Your Central Minnesota Farm Report here on Chasm Radio. I'm Farm Director Joe Gill. It's brought to you by Midsoda Manufacturing in Avon. And a special edition this week as well. We'll recap Joel Bauer and his career at Midsoda Manufacturing. He joins us every Friday, and we usually share a few segments of our conversation. But Friday was his official last day over at Midsoda Manufacturing. Joel has a long history at Midsoda, and he kind of recapped on where it all began.
Yeah, it'll be a little different. Back 1998, May of 1998, I punched my first time clock. Back then it was sans welding, walking in the door for my part-time job while I was going to college. And that's what I've, outside of a year and a half after college, I did something else, but I've been back there ever since. So a lot of years walking in the door, punching the time clock with sans, Midsoda, and owning, and a lot of people through the door crossing paths with customers and employees and coworkers and friends, and you name it over the years. It's been, almost almost more time there and with more time with the people there and customers than I would spend at home. But today is a punch in like normal, but punch out will be the last full-time punch out of Midsoda for me. It'll be a bittersweet day for sure. It's like my family away from home there at Midsoda, so be a little different.
You could never have thought of what Midsoda would be today from, you know, back in the late 90s, I bet, when it was sans welding.
Oh, absolutely. And I go back to 2004 when I had the opportunity of ownership in Midsoda when I bought in, and I think there was a total of 11 of us at that time when I bought in, and we were building, I think, pretty close to 500 trailers a year back then. I would have lost a lot of money on a bad bet if somebody would have told me where we were at today compared to all those years ago. I mean, now we've talked about it, we're producing 125 trailers every week now and 160 employees, and things have really changed. It's been a lot of fun. We've had ups and downs. You go back to 2008-09 when the economy kind of did its thing that everybody is trying to forget but has in the back of their mind. Those were some rough days trying to keep things going and keep everybody busy and keep all the employees that we had. So we had always have had great employees, so you never wanted to lose anybody. So it made some interesting times, both really great times, and there was a lot of really tough times in that through that whole time frame as well.
You know, Joel, back in the day when you first started, what drew your interest? Were you just looking for a job, or did you have an interest in manufacturing and welding and trailers, or what?
You know, Joe, just because I got to be honest with you, I was just looking for a job. I was actually I needed a job to pay for school and pay for some bills, so I took a part-time job there because it was close and it was available, and I enjoyed it once I got there and started doing some of that stuff. So that was a lot of fun. But then after college, I kind of went and did my thing. After I graduated, I did some environmental consulting for a year and a half and just thought, you know, that might not be the path I want to go long-term with life. So I was actually going to go back to college to get a teaching degree based off my environmental sciences that I graduated college with. I was going to go back, take a few more classes, and hopefully go back and be a science teacher in high school was my plan. But in order to do that, I had to pay the bills, and I needed to have a part-time job lined up, and I went back to Sands and asked for that, and he told me, no, I don't have a part-time job. If you're coming back, I need you full time. I've got a full time sales position open, and that's what I'd need you for. And I thought, never once in my life had I looked around and looked for a sales position or thought that was something I even wanted to do. But one thing I've learned in life is if you have an opportunity to try something, do something, try it. You never know. You might never get an opportunity to try it again to know if you like it or not. So I thought, well, school's always going to be there, and they're always going to take my money, so I can always go back if I don't like it. And so I went and I did that in fall of 2002. I went back full-time in sales, and that's the rest is history. By 2004, I had the opportunity to buy in ownership, and And here we are today.
Joel Bauer at Midsota Manufacturing joining us here on Chasm Radio. And Joel, we've been doing this interview thing every Friday for quite a few years, and our partnership with you has been great over the years, too, in Midsota Manufacturing throughout our tremendous trailer giveaways and such. It's been a great relationship we've had over, over a decade or so.
Yeah, I was trying to put a number to that, too. I want to say it's got to be close to 12 years that we've been doing it, and close to that with the trailer giveaways, and it's just been a lot of fun. I tell you what, we do different advertising, whether it's on the internet or in papers or other radio stations, and there is no other advertising we do where I get as much feedback as I get from our conversations on Friday mornings or our ads on your station. So it has truly been our best marketing avenue where we actually get some feedback and return from customers that are listening and hear what we're talking about and about the business, and it's just been so fun over the years to be able to do that.
You know, Joel, when you look back, what are you most proud of when you look at Midsota now, and as you work your final day and as you punch out and you drive away, what are you most proud of when it comes to Midsota?
You know, I have to say the thing I'm most proud of is we have a place here in Avon, in our small communities, that is a place where right now there's 160 people that rely on this place for a job, to pay their bills, to go on vacation, to take their families on trips and have their kids involved in sports. And that just really makes me happy and excites me coming into work and seeing all the people, all the employees, and seeing their families when we do different Christmas parties or picnic events where you can see their kids and just realize what this place does for so many families in the area and the different community events we're part of. You know, doing things with the local high school or, you know, helping out at the baseball park in town with some materials or something they need. So many of those things are just so rewarding and so fulfilling that those are the memories that I will have for forever. And then just the people. I mean, just the people are the employees are I've never considered myself a boss. I've always been a coworker with every person in this door. Kind of same with the customers. We still have customers buying trailers from us that I'm talking to almost weekly that were customers back in 2000 yet. So you get to know them very well over the years too.
And Joel, finally too, I'm sure a lot of listeners are saying, Joel, you know, what's next? Are you going to go golfing or you're going to go fishing or what? What kind of interest are you looking to pursue here as you move on to another stage of your life and your career?
You know, as we talk so often, Joe, we're getting into that season. We're cutting hay and all those fun things that I've always had to rush through because there's just not enough time in the day to do many things, especially when you own a business. You never really leave work. It's always there, and it's always you're getting phone calls and different things. So that's some of those things that I've always loved doing and we've always talked about, increase the beef cow herd a little bit, rent some pasture so I can have some more room for some cattle. We do a little more farming and for this summer, just take some time and maybe do a little fishing. I don't know if they want me on the golf course or I'm going to have to warn them to hire an extra grounds crew member or two just to clean up after me if I do that. So we'll see how that goes, but I just spend some time with family. My kids are young yet and at home, and business can take up a lot of that time, and you sometimes, a lot of times, have to put them second, and just didn't want to miss out on some of those opportunities that I've got right here in front of me now.
You know, Joel, it's got to be exciting, but darn it, it's got to be a little scary to move on to, you know, besides your normal for the last how many years?
Absolutely. When you do the same thing for 20 years, it's habit. It's what you're going to do. I mean, there's times when on a Saturday morning, if I'm going to go into St. Cloud, I just automatically pull into the driveway and I'm like, what am I doing here? I was supposed to get on the interstate and go to St. Cloud. So it's just ingrained to come to the same place every day. So it's going to be really different. I don't think they're going to keep me out of here every day. So I may have to come. I may have to be bringing the donuts now every so often to come in and see how everybody's doing, because like I said, everybody here, they're friends. So you can't just walk away from that cold turkey. That'll never happen. So I'll be in, and anytime there's projects or different things, I've told everyone from that's here to the new owners that are out in Indiana that if there's ever any issues or any concerns or anything that they need some help with, I am more than happy to come in here because I'm always going to consider, you know, it's like when you're a parent and you send a kid off to college or your son or your daughter gets married and they start their own new thing and new life, they're still your kid. And that's the kind of the same way I consider Midsota. I will always wear a Midsota t-shirt when I walk around and be proud of what this place is and what it'll continue to be. Excited to watch it to continue to grow and do more great things in this community. So I'm excited about that, and I'm going to be in here seeing everybody and visiting and checking out new products and helping out whenever I need to as well.
Your Central Minnesota Farm Report this morning brought to you by Midsota Manufacturing. It will continue to be brought to you by Midsota here in the weeks ahead. For Chasm Radio, I'm Joel Gill.